Chris and Amy in the morning.
On 98.7 The Peak.
Baby, the baby. Baby, the baby.
Gentlemen, big concert coming here next week. Very excited about it. Chris Isaak is going to be in town. He's playing the Celebrity Theater, and he's one of those kind of iconic rockabilly, classic, romantic-looking guys.
Oh, very romantic.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Came out with Wicked Game and just started killing it from there on out. And we're lucky enough to have him on the phone with us right now. Christopher Joseph Isaak. That's the full thing, right?
You're not his mother.
I know, but
my mom or the district attorney, those are the only ones who use that name.
And now Chris Parker uses it.
Chris, thanks for being on the air with us here in Phoenix. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Chris, first of all, I know that you've played the Celebrity Theater many times before, and I've seen you there a couple times, actually.
It's going to be better this time. Listen, I don't know what you heard, okay, but we've been practicing.
I was going to say, kazoos, Chris? Really? Is that how it was going to go down? I didn't know.
I enjoyed the kazoo.
There's never been a kazoo on my stage.
And there never will be.
No, there never will be.
However, I wanted to say this. I remember seeing you come out, and I can't remember if it was Pink or Powder Blue, but he had his blazer on, and I remember he came out and he starts playing, and of course all the women are going bananas, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the only dude in the world that can pull off this jacket.
You were thinking to yourself, why, if that idiot can accomplish that with that suit, think what I could do.
No, no. I wasn't even close to being on your level at that point. I went, I suck so bad. My only hope right now is that my date gets so hammered, I'm a good consolation.
You're what a romantic.
Yeah, well.
Darling, I want you really to get hammered.
Chris, are you a romantic?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, I...
Oh, I love it.
I am a romantic.
It really kicked off for you, obviously, with Wicked Game way back in, 89?
Yeah.
And from then forward, whether you were romantic or not, you didn't have a choice. Are you expected to always be romantic?
I don't know. You know something? I think expectations are low. I'm an entertainer. The only people with lower expectations are maybe politicians.
That leads me to my next question. And first of all, Mr. Lucky is the name of the album.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, you are.
That's out and about, and of course. And I'm going to read this straight from your website here, because I thought this was an interesting use of words. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if you wrote it or if your PR person wrote it.
If it was really complimentary about me, it's a good chance that I wrote it.
Maybe, yeah, it says it perfectly balances the ecstasy of great romance with the agony of pure heartbreak.
Oh.
Was that you?
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you.
Somebody else must have found the liquor bottle when they wrote that. I don't know.
What is one show that you watch that you would be embarrassed that people, for people to find out about?
American Idol, and I've watched that because I had friends who were on that.
Okay.
So I've watched that a bit, but.
Were you ever asked to be a judge?
They talked to me. I think they had probably a long list of people that they were thinking of for judges, and I was probably one of them. I tried, but I couldn't fit into Paula Abdul's dress.
Well, you don't have the cleavage for it. I mean,
well, he really doesn't.
No.
Would you have done it if they would have asked you?
Yeah, I think I would have done it. I think it's a pretty cool show. And it's an opportunity, to get up there and have your two cents in about music. And I always have an opinion about music.
So since you said that you have a lot of opinions on music, do you, Chris Isaak, have Bieber fever?
Have you ever had Bieber fever? Or did you wear a condom?
No to all the above.
Done.
Although, you know something? I saw him interviewed.
Yeah.
He's smart. He's like a well-spoken, smart guy. That makes me feel good, because you'd hate to have, you hate to see somebody, you go, oh, like, this is a really popular new act, and they're really a dummy, or they're, or they're really a smart aleck. But, no, he seemed like he was together.
You're one of the few people that I know that is over the age of 15 or 16 that doesn't want to stab themselves in the neck with a rusty pen when they see him. I'm kind
no,
of
you know, I look at it and I go, I get it. I remember the Partridge Family. I remember, young, youth-oriented music, and
sure.
I go, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, the Beatles were youth-oriented music.
Did I just hear you mention the Beatles and Justin Bieber in the same phrasing?
That's right. That's right, buddy. I did it.
Wow.
That is
shocking.
See if
you can prosecute me.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a possible Parker's court case to me.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, we don't have time for a Parker's court case right now, but I tell you, if you're a big fan of Chris Isaak, you're going to want to hang out, and then check the website, 987thepeak.com.